This is New England Public Radio. State Democratic officials meet this weekend in Springfield, but the city's mayor finds himself outside the party's big tent. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Katie Lannon with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Democrats are gathering in Springfield for their annual convention Saturday, and we know at least one Democrat who was not invited to speak, and that's Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who is a visible supporter of Republican Governor Charlie Baker. Katie, what do we know about who will be addressing convention delegates?
Well, this is actually going to be an interesting speaking portion at this year's convention. The delegates will be hearing from Senator Elizabeth Warren in the midst of her presidential campaign. She'll be, of course, addressing them in the context of her role as a senator. And some of the other candidates for the other Senate seat, the one currently held by Ed Markey, will be addressing the convention as well, which typically isn't done in an election year. But with Congressman Joe Kennedy still weighing potential entry into that race, there's a lot of eyes on it this year, and the party has decided to open up and let all candidates, there's two other Democrats who have declared themselves as primary challengers to Ed Markey, Steve Pemberton and Shannon Liss Riordan, and they have been invited to speak this year.
The state party chairman, Gus Bickford, acknowledged that inviting the Senate candidates to speak was unusual for this being an off-year convention, but he called that Senate race a little exciting. Was Markey annoyed by the high-profile platform the party has handed as challengers?
If he was annoyed, he's playing those cards close to the vest. His campaign director issued a statement saying that the senator welcomes the participation of Steve Pemberton and Shannon Liss Riordan at the convention, and of course didn't mention Joe Kennedy, who's not technically a challenger yet, though he's been suggesting it. Kennedy won't be giving a speech. He's got some constituent office hours in his district, but he'll be participating in a breakout session panel on race in politics later on in the convention.
Former State Senator Stan Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, has a trial scheduled for this week. Can you catch us up with Hefner since the allegations of sexual misconduct came to light back in November of 2017?
Yeah, that's right. That's a trial that lawyers involved are expecting to run from 3 to 5 days, and that'll be 3 to 5 days in the courtroom after jury selection. The judge in the case has said because this is such a high publicity case, you know, it dominated political headlines for much of last year, led to the resignation of Stan Rosenberg, and really a period of extended turmoil in the Senate and the State House at large. Because of that high publicity, she expects jury selection to take some time, and that is if the trial goes forward. There has been some reporting that there might be a change of plea. He has pleaded not guilty, but could be changing that, and that's something we are hoping to find out on Tuesday when the next pretrial appearance is, and that'll be the day before proceedings are formally set to begin on Wednesday.
And let's finally talk a little bit about legislation. Lawmakers are considering a version of the Gender X bill for gender-neutral designations on state IDs. Does that have enough support?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. That's a bill that a version of which has already passed the state Senate and passed it almost unanimously. This is a different bill that's up for a committee hearing this week. It's a House version of the bill filed by Representative Mindy Dom of Amherst. And it would allow non-binary gender designations on state identification forms. And we really haven't seen a bill like this voted on in the House. It was set to come up last summer, and there was some delays there kept it from reaching the floor, and it's really still a question what the support for this measure would be in the House, and we'll be looking to the hearing to see who comes out and what they have to say about it.
Katie Lannon, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thank you, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast on our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.